The multi-billion dollar school materials industry is stuffed with curriculum psychologized through application of behaviorist theory in its design and operation. What these kits are about is introducing various forms of external reinforcement into learning, based on the hypothesis the student is a stimulus-response machine. The surrender to questionable science fails its own test of rationality in the following ways. First and foremost, materials don't work dependably. Behavior can be affected, but fallout is often negative and daunting. The insubstantial metaphysics of behaviorism leads it to radically simplify reality. The content of this psychology is then always being undermined by experience. Even some presumed core truths, e.g., simple to complex, we learn to walk before we can run, I've humanized the barbaric jargon of the field, are only half-truths whose application in a classroom provoked trouble. In suburban schools, a slow chaos of boredom ensues from every behavioral program. In ghetto schools, the boredom turns to violence. Even in better neighborhoods, the result of psychological manipulation is indifference, cynicism, and overall loss of respect for the pedagogical enterprise. Behavioral theory demands endless recorded observations and assessments in the face of mountainous evidence that interruptions and delays caused by such assessments create formidable obstacles to learning, and for many derail the possibility entirely. By stressing the importance of controlled experience and sensation as the building blocks of training, behaviorism reveals its inability to deal with the inconvenient truth that a huge portion of experience is conceptualized in language. Without mastery of language and metaphor, we are condemned to mystification. The inescapable reality is that behind the universality of abstraction, we have a particular language with a particular personality. It takes hard work to learn how to use it, hard work to learn how to protect yourself from the deceptive language of strangers. Even our earliest experience is mediated through language, since the birth fault itself is not soundproof.